The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour. We're here at Grimaldi's in Green Valley, Nevada. Actually, it's just outside of Las Vegas, for those of you that don't know about Green Valley. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, bringing you information, important information, I might add, about good wines and great food on each and every episode. Thank you for sending me your inquiring emails sent to me from literally all around the world. I've received them from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from Brazil, from Baja California, and from France, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our weekly in-house special invited guest audience is here. They're tasty, thirsty, hungry, and ready to have some fun. They're going to be pouring the wine as we speak, and that's going to be really good. It's a great little Chardonnay you're going to enjoy in just a few moments. Wines du Jour has been offering good information about food and wine pairings for quite some time, and we appreciate your listening to us. Tonight is no exception. The choices are interesting, and I'm certain you'll discover more about food pairing than you ever had in the past with wines in the future. Thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. You need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast. And while wine tasting is a sensory examination of evaluation of wines, in case you didn't know, Wines du Jour and Wines Radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, Smart Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, Warp Radio, and also on several worldwide internet systems, literally all around the globe. We're also available on podcast and free on iTunes, and you're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid, and it doesn't matter if a glass is half empty or half full. There's clearly room for more wine. That's what I say. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun, information, and great taste right here with Wines du Jour. But first, I want to talk to you a little bit about drinking wine. Now, you know, everybody says wine, 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 alcohol, alcohol, la-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, one of the reasons for drinking wine is because it tastes good. That's pretty obvious. But drinking too much wine can also be destructive to your health, by raising your blood pressure and adding risk to developing several kinds of cancers, believe it or not. So don't overdo it. That's the important thing. Too little wine may hold back from some of the benefits that moderate winers enjoy, moderate drinkers enjoy, like a lower incidence of cardiovascular disease, mortality, or type 2 diabetes. It's a good thing. The amount is just right when you try one or two glasses, not bottles, per day, preferably with your dinner meal. Researchers have found that red wine drinkers had significantly increased their levels of good HDL cholesterol, that's the good stuff, and had more beneficial cholesterol ratio compared to a group that drank just water. Kind of boring, too. They were also the only group to experience a significant drop in components of metabolic syndrome. People who drank either red or white wine also reported better sleep quality. That's important. And the researchers found no significant adverse effects by drinking wine. So hang in there. One or two glasses is your maximum per day, and that's what we recommend. I want to just mention it's worth making this explicit statement that drinking alcohol, one or two glasses a day, with your meal preferably, is healthy. Moderate alcohol consumption reduces risk of heart attack by 30%. That's not too much, that's a little bit. That's the way it's supposed to work. If you have one or two glasses during your evening meal, each and every evening, your peak blood pressure sugar will be measured by about an hour later, would be about 30% lower than if you hadn't had any wine. There's a lot more to talk about, but first, we got to go to a break. So please, don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here at Grimaldi's in Green Valley in Las Vegas, Nevada. Be back in a moment.
This is the Mungle on Movies. I'm Matt Mungle. Writer-director Wes Anderson's new film, Isle of Dogs, opens in select theaters March 28th. Bill Murray talks about the process of voicing his character, Boss.
We only got together and recorded one time. Most all of us in a room, a cabin-style recording studio here in New York, and spending a couple of hours becoming more and more dog-like. I think lunch we started eating off the plate.
Isle of Dogs in select theaters March 28th. For more reviews and interviews, visit mungleshow.com.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a good time here at Grimaldi's in Green Valley. And we're actually getting ready to try our first wine. And the food pairing to go with that wine is already been brought to the table, which is kind of unusual. It's a good thing. Let me tell you a little bit about the first wine. It's a 2016 Jam Cellars Butter Chardonnay. And Butter Chardonnay is actually the name of the wine. That is the label. Stone fruit, baked lemon, notes of long vanilla finish is just a really good thing. It smells like oak, which I happen to like. So it's kind of an oaky, little fruity hints of lemon. It has a nice pale yellow color, and it pairs really well with what we're pairing it with tonight, and that is the House Caesar salad. You know, Caesar salad is a particular salad that's been around for quite a while. Most people think Caesar salad is an Italian salad because of Caesar. Wrong. Caesar salad is a Mexican salad, originated in Tijuana, Mexico, and was originally called the serviceman's salad. And that's because there's a couple restaurants, two brothers each owned a restaurant about two blocks away from each other in Tijuana. And they used to have a lot of the Army and Navy personnel that were stationed in San Diego come across the border on weekends and so on and have a good time, eat in the restaurant and what have you. So they created this salad, and they called it originally the aviator salad, then the pilot salad, and then it changed to the man that actually invented it. His name was Caesar Carneros. How did I know that? That's because I know. And at any rate, Caesar salad is a Mexican salad, but it's very tasty and very popular literally all around the world. The Italians, I'm sure, would be happy to take credit for it, but the Mexicans say, no, it belongs to us, but that's okay. We can both have some. Generally, with Caesar salad are something that we call croutons. Boy, I lost the word for a moment. I want to just mention to you a little bit about croutons. First of all, croutons made at home taste 10 times better than croutons bought in the grocery store. If you buy them in the grocery store, you're making a mistake. You're better off without them than you are with them. That stuff has been dried out for who knows how long. They don't know when it was put in the bag that got to the store. It could have been a week ago. It could also have been 2 or 3 years ago. Unfortunately, that's true. But if you'll take a loaf of fresh bread, it could be Italian or whatever type of bread that you like, cut it into, let's call it 1-inch squares, just to keep it simple. Put it on a baking sheet. Drizzle some extra virgin olive oil over it. Sprinkle a little bit of salt on the croutons and then or on the bread. Put them in your oven that's preheated at 400 degrees for about 15 to 20 minutes and let it start to get crispy. And as soon as they start to get crispy, take it out, let them cool, and I'll tell you, you put that on your salad and you'll be eating more of those croutons than you are the lettuce in your salad. It's really tasty and simple to do. Now, I told you to put salt on it. Myself, I also use granulated garlic. I love granulated garlic, not garlic powder. I don't believe in garlic powder or onion powder, but granulated onion or granulated garlic. And I sprinkle that along with that salt on it before I put them in the oven and let them toast up really nice. And that's to me, the best way. Okay, back to what we're doing here at Grimaldi's. Jam Cellars is the name of the winery. Butter is the actual name on the label. And it comes to us from the Napa, Sonoma area in California. That's where the Chardonnay comes from. And it's really very, very good. I have to tell you, the taste of it is nice. I have put down a few things that I like about it. Number one, for those that don't know, Chardonnay came to us originally from the eastern part of France. It's a French thing, just like most all of the wines that we have in the world. Burgundy, as a matter of fact. And it has kind of a bold, luscious, juicy taste to it. I mentioned to you a little earlier about the butter and the oaky part. And it's stone fruit, a little bit of vanilla, and the vanilla comes to us from the aging of the oak barrels that the wine was aged in. That's where the oak flavor comes from. That literally comes from the wood of the oak barrel. So that's what makes a Jam Cellars California Chardonnay. It's very tasty. It retails, incidentally, for about $16 a bottle, and you can buy it in almost any store. Not a problem whatsoever. So I think you ought to kind of check that out and see what you can do. The Caesar salad is one of the things that you can share with it, but there's a couple other things that go really well with Chardonnay, one of which is something that I like really well, and that is steak. I know, it sounds crazy, because we always talk about red wine with red meat. So steak being red meat, you should probably have red wine with it. I'm saying if you have a good quality Chardonnay, you can have a great medium rare steak, however you like to cook it, whether you've done it on the grill, in a skillet, in the oven, however that you put it together, and you would be amazed at how well that it does actually taste. Lemon flavor comes to us from the Chardonnay as well. Chardonnay is a grape that originated in France, as I mentioned, but here in this case, the grapes were picked some in Napa, California, and some in Sonoma, and blended together to make this taste. And the taste is a little bit unique. I don't know how many different Chardonnays varietals that there are. Each varietal of Chardonnay can be different. I know there's a minimum of 55 different varietals of Chardonnay. So you could get 55 different tastes and still just be tasting Chardonnay, if that makes sense to you. So what happens commonly is a winemaker will get his Chardonnay, maybe three or four different varietals of the Chardonnay, and blend it together to get the taste he or she's looking for. And then they'll put it into oak barrels to age, and typically they'll age Chardonnay for anywhere from 4 to 9 months. And that can go more or less depending on the winemaker, but that's kind of a typical thing. And Chardonnay is something that most everybody drinks. In fact, for a white wine, it's the most consumed wine in the world. More people drink Chardonnay, we're talking about white wine now, more people drink Chardonnay than any other white wine. That's more than Sauvignon Blanc, which happens to be my favorite varietal, because it's more food-friendly. And I also want to mention with Chardonnay that most of the Chardonnay is not food-friendly. Let me repeat that. Most Chardonnay is not food-friendly. So just because you have a bottle of Chardonnay doesn't mean it's going to go with your dinner, if that makes sense to you. It's because of the difference in the varietals that are blended together. Some are food-friendly, and some are not food-friendly. And there are more not food-friendly varietals out of that 50-plus that I mentioned earlier than there are food-friendly ones. So the same thing stands true with smoke. You can get smoke from the barrels that they're aged in. I mentioned earlier vanilla. Everybody, I'm pretty sure, knows about that. But the oaky flavor coming out of the barrels into the Chardonnay is, to me, what makes it a very tasty product. And I think it aids in actually blending well with food, as opposed to just having it by itself. And unfortunately, most people that when they first start out drinking wine, one of the first ones they go to is Chardonnay or Chablis, as it's called in typical bars. And that's what most young people, 20, 21, 22 years old, go to a bar. They order a glass of Chablis because they don't have a clue. They've never tasted much wine. And Chablis is not a varietal, but we'll talk about that some other time. Or Chardonnay. Chardonnay is the most common. Everybody knows the name. They kind of throw it around like they're familiar with it. They have no idea that there are many, many different tastes of Chardonnay, just like there are any other varietal, whether it's Cabernet Sauvignon or Merlot or whatever the case may be. And speaking of Cabernet Sauvignon, I mentioned to you a moment ago Chardonnay is the most consumed white wine in the world, and Cabernet Sauvignon is the most consumed red wine in the world. So all the others are in between, if you know what I mean. And both those, Chardonnay and Cabernet Sauvignon, are actually grown by vineyards literally all around the world. It's not even though they originated in France, you can get it in Australia, in South Africa, California, just about anywhere you go where they have grapevines, there's going to be Chardonnay and or going to be Cabernet Sauvignon in that area for sure. And the taste is always different. Now, when I say different, I don't think you're going to consider one's going to taste like water and the other's going to taste like milk. I don't mean that different. I mean the actual flavors. If you would put glasses side by side by side by side, you would notice a definite difference in the taste. So all Chardonnays don't taste the same. All Cabernets don't taste the same. All Merlots don't taste the same, etc. And that's because of the different terroir that they're grown in. The original varietal could be the same. You know, I mentioned there's 50-some different varietals of Chardonnay. It could be the same varietal, but from a different area. And because of the weather and the soil condition, how hot it gets, how cold it gets, how wet it gets, how dry it gets, etc., all of those things together we call terroir, is what's going to affect the taste of that Chardonnay. So even though it says Chardonnay, it may not taste like the last one that you had. If you're trying to discover one and you happen to find one that you like, find out who makes it, what year it is, and make sure that you write it down so you don't forget it. And then when you go to your local retail store, ask for it by year and varietal. And label if you know the name of the winery. That's very important. So those are a little bit of interesting things, I think, that people aren't necessarily familiar with that are important to know because, and this stands true, incidentally, it's not just Chardonnay. This stands true with every varietal. There are different types or varieties of those varietals in every one of them. So, and the area that the grapes are grown in that make the wine is going to change the flavor and taste of the wine compared to another area, and also the year. And the reason I'm saying the year, and I don't generally like to make a big deal out of the year of wine, but I can just tell you that 1998 Cabernet Sauvignon, let's say here in California, the weather conditions in Northern California were a certain way, whatever that might have been. A year later, the weather conditions in that same area will be different than they were the year before. And because they're different, the grapes grow different, taste different, and therefore you have a different taste between the 2 years. On the other hand, I want to make sure you understand something that a whole lot of people don't seem to understand, and that is just because it's a good year in California does not make it a good year anywhere else in the whole world. The French Chardonnay and 1999 is not necessarily going to taste as good or bad. as the Chardonnay in California or Australia or South Africa or what have you, because what I just mentioned earlier, the terroir is different. And therefore, it's not just the weather, it's the terroir itself, which includes the weather, of course, but that's what's going to make the difference year after year after year. So I'm hoping that makes sense to you. I don't know if I did it right or not. I didn't write it down. I just did it off the top of my head. So I think it should have soaked in, so to speak. Again, we're here at Grimaldi's. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. We've got to go to a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit more particular about the food that went along with the first wine that we're tasting as we speak. And that was a 2016 Jam Cellar California Chardonnay at $16 a bottle retail. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to go to Colombo's. Colombo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Ah, yes, the warm weather has triumphantly returned, and the Yucca Filamentosa are in bloom just in time for Mother's Day. And what better place to enjoy the day than celebrating at Colombo's? Why Colombo's? Because Colombo's is family, and family is getting together, enjoying each other's company without distraction. Colombo's helps put ease back into our lives with mouth-watering steaks prepared the way you want. The freshest fish, Italian specialties that redefine the meaning of comfort food, the world's greatest meatballs, jazz every night, and it's all so affordable. Put some ease back into Mother's Day at Colombo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Happy Mother's Day. Mangia.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a great time here tasting some really nice Jam Cellar's Butter Chardonnay from California, and more specifically, a little bit of Napa Chardonnay and a little bit of Sonoma Chardonnay blended together is the way they've made this butter. And it's very, very tasty. John Anthony and Michael Truchard are the two guys that put this wine together. They're best friends, and also they're in the wine business themselves. They call it the J&M in Jam Cellars. J&M in Jam Cellars. Pretty tasty. Their family owns and operates the Truchard Vineyards in the southern part of Napa and also in Sonoma, and that's where they get their grapes. So I thought it was pretty good. And the year, as I mentioned earlier, is 2016. So that's an important thing. I think this wine really has a nice flavor to it. This is a wine that is not only food friendly, but is something you could sit down around the patio, around the pool, or with friends in a bar, or without friends, all by yourself. Tastes very, very nice, or at least I think it does. And again, the label just said in large letters, says butter on it. it pairs, I mentioned earlier, it pairs well, and the restaurant here put together a beautiful Caesar salad. But, you know, they have in the pizza business, and the pizza business is world-renowned and all around the world, for that matter, they have what they call a garden pizza. And garden would just tell you that what's in that pizza is the items that come out of the garden. There's no meat. All vegetables, and they simply call it garden vegetable. It's kind of a generic term for it. Also, they have a quattro formaggi. Quattro meaning four, and formaggi meaning cheese. So four different cheeses is one that they make a pizza out of. And boy, let me tell you, it's pretty tasty. I like that because, you know, when it comes to cheese, I don't know what the total amount of varietals there are, but there's hundreds of different kinds of varietals. In other words, there's not just cheddar cheese. There's probably 80 or 90 varietals of cheddar cheeses. So, you know, you can't just say cheddar cheese and everybody understands what the flavor is, because it's different literally everywhere. I know up in Wisconsin, as an example, where there's a lot of cattle that they grow and they make an awful lot of cheese up there. That cheese, the cheddar, if you want to just make it generic, that cheddar cheese is going to taste different than the cheddar cheese coming to us from Australia, just because the whole area is different. It's the terroir along with it. Yep, it's still cheddar, but it's made the same way, but made with milk, of course. But that milk is from the cattle on that local level, and each one is a little bit different. So, kind of keep that in mind. You can't just classify all cheddars or any cheeses for that matter. I'm just using cheddar as an example. But anyway, quattro formaggio is, I think, a good choice. If you can go to your favorite pizza place and ask them if they have a four-cheese pizza, which is quattro formaggio, they're going to say, yeah, sure, we do. Or we can make it. It's not on the menu, but we'll be happy to do it for you. Boy, let me tell you, if they've got quality cheese, which almost all pizzerias do, because they know how important the taste of that cheese is with their finished product, they'll give you four of their better cheeses blended together, and the taste is just outstanding. Now, one of the things that I want to mention about pizza, since we're talking about that sort of thing, is that if you come to us from the Chicago area, as an example, you grew up eating pizza that is pretty thick, thicker than bread crust. I mean, thick pizza, and then it has the cheese, and if they want pastrami or salami or whatever on it, like they do anywhere else. Or if you came from New York, your pizza is very thin crust. That's just because that's the people in those areas like it that way, and that's the way they do it on a regular basis. And you grow up eating thin crust, or you grow up eating thick crust. And then when you go to another area, or you go to a pizzeria that has a variety available, then it's amazing what happens. You say, holy cow, this is different than what I expected. Well, it's because of the cheese and the quality and so on and so forth. Quality cheese is always an important thing, just like quality meat is the same. You know, you go to a deli and if you're going to go to a deli to pick up some meat, okay, salami, just as an example. You may go to a deli that has five or six different salamis, and when you do, the taste of each one of those is a little bit different. Yep, they're all salamis, but they definitely taste a little bit different. Got to go to another break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about pizza, thick crust, thin crust, East Coast, West Coast, etc. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here on Wines du Jour.
No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas for all of Las Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer with a big announcement. My new movie, Highway 395, has just been released. Don't miss this classic modern-day western set along Highway 395 in California. It's an action thriller with some romance, too. You can own Highway 395 today by going to my brand new website, freddreyer.co. That's freddreyer.co. Get my new movie, Highway 395, and check out my new website, freddreyer.co.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-8803. 800-485-8803. 800-485-8803. Call right now. That's 800-485-8803.
Experience the romantic getaway you deserve at Maui's premier bed and breakfast, the Plantation Inn. With plantation-style architecture and decor combined with modern amenities such as dual rain showers and whirlpool hot tubs, guests relax in a tranquil oasis in the heart of Maui's historic Lahaina town. The inn is situated conveniently less than 2 blocks from Lahaina Harbor, as well as the famous French Street, known for its range of shops, restaurants, gallery walks, and museums. The Plantation Inn is home to Gerard's Restaurant, voted Open Table's top most romantic restaurants in North America. Chef Gerard's contemporary island French cuisine consistently earned some of the highest ratings in Hawaii. Come discover why Hawaii Magazine readers named the Plantation Inn number one best bed and breakfast in Hawaii. Visit theplantationinn.com or call us at 667-9225.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. Boy, I have to tell you, we're really doing well this evening. We're on wine number two and or food number two in just a moment. But wine number two happens to be one of my favorite varietals for white wine, as I mentioned before, and that's Sauvignon Blanc. This happens to be an exceptionally quality Sauvignon Blanc. It's called a Imagerie. 2016 is the year. and it retails for about $20 a bottle. I just wanted to get that out so I don't forget it. But the important thing is Sauvignon Blanc is a white wine that owes much of its popularity to winemakers in Bordeaux and the Loire area in France. Those are the ones that really promoted the Sauvignon Blanc grape. It's kind of different. It's different than Chardonnay because it's green and herbaceous. And in Bordeaux, it's believed that the grape was grown by the same name as Sauvignon Blanc. I know it sounds a little bit strange, but it's kind of different. Everywhere you go, especially in the very beginning when they're discovering that there are different tastes in wine or grapes that you can make wine out of, the Sauvignon Blanc grape had a much different taste than the Chardonnay grape, and yet they were both white grape. Or, you know, they were green grapes, of course, but they ended up with white wine. I just want to shock you here for a second by telling you that with Cabernet Sauvignon or Merlot or any of the other red varietals, when you squeeze the juice out of those grapes, it's also clear, just like it is for Chardonnay or Sauvignon Blanc. So, wait a minute. Cabernet Sauvignon is red wine. Sauvignon Blanc is white wine. Well, the reason that the difference is, after they squeeze the juice out of the grape, they throw the skins and the meat and the seeds right back into that juice, and what happens is the color of the grape permeates the juice and changes its color from clear to red. And how dark it gets is dependent on the winemaker, how long he allows the juice and the skins and the meat and the seeds to mingle, if you will, together. So when you talk about things like rosé, which is not really all red and certainly not all white, it's in between. That just simply means that they threw the skins and the meat and the seeds into the clear juice for half the time that they normally do, and it becomes rosé as opposed to red. Make sense? Sure, it's kind of neat. Okay. What I like about this Sauvignon Blanc is it's nice and crisp, and I think crisp is one of the reasons that it goes so well with food. And this pizza and this Sauvignon Blanc is really a good combination, I think. It's kind of bright and kind of tangy. It has a nice acidity to it, which is a little different than the Chardonnay. Chardonnay doesn't have a lot of acidity, or this one that we have tonight doesn't. There are some that do. But compared to this Sauvignon Blanc, the acidity in the Sauvignon Blanc is much greater. And therefore, I think it cries out for food, you know, as opposed to drink it by itself. That's what I'm talking about. And this particular pizza is made with what they call their pesto. Now, I'm hoping everybody's familiar with pesto. You know, you can buy it in a jar, but you can make it much easier. Let me just give you kind of a quick rundown of what pesto is all about, and then I'll tell you some variations that can happen. Typically, fresh basil, garlic, extra virgin olive oil, and some type of cheese are the three things or four things that are blended together to make a pesto. And it's usually dark green, and it can be smooth, or it could be kind of chunky, or it could be runny. Depends on how much olive oil you add to it. That's the difference. The cheese and the basil and the garlic would stay the same, but the rest of it would be the liquid that you add to it. It'll either thin it out or keep it on the drier side. It's up to you, depending on how you're going to use it. Some people take, as an example, take a loaf of French bread, cut it in half lengthwise, put the pesto that they just made, kind of spread it all over the bread on both sides, put it back together, wrap it in aluminum foil, and put it in the oven for about at 350 preheated for about 15 or 20 minutes to allow it to heat up, and then take it out. And boy, you cut it and slice it, it's delicious. And that, along with a nice Sauvignon Blanc, you're in pretty good shape. And if you want to have a little varietal to that, you could actually take a little bit of cheese and add to it on top. So you take it out of the oven, open it up, cut it, spread a little cheese on. If you want to put it back under the broiler to melt the cheese for a little bit, you could do that. Or just let it kind of get soft, if you will, and eat it that way. Just delicious. Goes great with vegetables. It goes great with almost anything, including a salad. In fact, a lot of people use that that they serve with their salad, maybe like a Caesar's that we just mentioned a little while ago. So, but it could be any kind of a salad, just very, very nice. So, Sauvignon Blanc, imagery, 2016 is the year, $20 is the retail, and I just want you to know that Bordeaux is where Sauvignon Blanc first came from. That would be in France, of course. And the reason I say that is that earlier we talked about Chardonnay coming from France, but not from Bordeaux, but from Burgundy. Eh, okay, different town, different area, but basically the same country, if you will. And France is kind of funny. France is like two big mountain areas with a little river running down the center of it. That's in a very general way. And on the one coast, you're going to find the Chardonnay, and on the other one, you're going to find the Sauvignon Blanc. And Cabernet Sauvignon spread out everywhere. Depends on how much heat it is and which way the mountainside faces. If it faces east, it gets morning heat. If it faces west, it gets afternoon heat, and that's probably more conducive to Cabernet Sauvignon, to get that heat in the afternoon, because Cab loves the heat. Got to go to a break, folks. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more. You're listening to Wines du Jour, and I'm your host, Les Kincaid. Be back in just a moment.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer with some breaking news. My new movie, Highway 395, has just been released. Highway 395 is my latest movie and is now available for all of my friends and listeners to own. Highway 395 is a classic modern-day Western thriller. Action, romance, and the frontier spirit. It's all there in my new movie, Highway 395. Now, here's the best part. You can own this movie tonight by going to my brand new website, freddreyer.co. Head to my website now at freddreyer.co and check out the trailer. Then order the movie for a great night of entertainment. And while you're at freddreyer.co, check out the memorabilia and my career highlights. But don't forget to order my new action thriller movie, Highway 395. So head over to freddreyer.co. That's freddreyer.co.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at Grimaldi's in Green Valley. I have to tell you, Grimaldi's is a pretty nice, it's Grimaldi's Pizzeria, if you will. This is a pizza joint, if you will. They have, I don't know how many around the country, but quite a few. But this is one of our favorites. We like to come here, and we're sitting out on the patio, and it's a beautiful night tonight, 75 degrees, clear sky in Las Vegas, where you should be if you're not. And if you're sitting with 4 inches of snow outside your door, Sorry, move to Las Vegas. 2.5 million people have done that. When I first moved here, incidentally, speaking of people, there were 440,000 people living in Clark County. That's where Las Vegas sits, in Clark County. 440,000 people lived here in 1978. And now there's a little over 2.2 million people living here. So the town has grown, needless to say, but it's a beautiful area, and we love it. The town is just as friendly as you can possibly imagine, but a lot different than what people think. They think that Las Vegas is a gambling town. You know, it's not a gambling town by any stretch of the imagination. However, there's an area called the Strip everybody's familiar with, I'm sure, and that's where most of the casinos that are in Clark County are located, and each one of the casinos have gaming. There's no doubt about that, and it's very busy. So when you have 45 or so million people come to your town to visit, they love to gamble. I mean, that's one of the reasons a lot of people come here. It used to be gambling was the big thing. And when I first moved here, I think it probably was. However, the quality of entertainment, which has always also been very, very important in Las Vegas, always had great entertainment. You could come here and just spend 5 nights and see 5 different shows and really be impressed with entertainment in Las Vegas. But over a period of time, the hotels have decided, they grew up, so to speak, and decided that, you know, the people like the entertainment and they like the gaming, but you know what? They like good food and wine, too. So what's happened? This town, or I should say this county, Clark County, as I mentioned, has over 4,300 food establishments in the county. 4,300. Now, just so you know, I'm not saying they're all restaurants. Some of them are 7-Eleven, stop and go, hit and run, whatever the case may be. But they do serve food, and that qualifies to be a food establishment, if that makes sense to you. However, the fine dining restaurants, there's probably 50 out of this whole county that you would love a meal from any one of those 50 without a problem. And the beautiful part is, because Las Vegas has an attitude of not being too greedy, the cost to have a great meal is not very high by comparison to a decent meal in another area. New York, Chicago, L.A., you pay through the nose for a good meal. Here, you don't have to do that. You can pay a reasonable price. Don't get me wrong. It's not 99 cents, but a reasonable price, but get some absolutely outstanding food. And one of the beautiful things is, being a chef myself and teaching cooking and wine appreciation through UNLV now for almost 30 years, I have to tell you that people that are in the food industry around the world have moved to Las Vegas. Some of the celebrity chefs from Chicago, some of the celebrity chefs from St. Louis, some of the celebrity chefs from New York have all moved here to Las Vegas and opened their own place. And I'm just telling you, if you want a great meal, this is the place to come. A good room, reasonable prices, not high at all. By today's standards, their prices are more than reasonable and available. I don't know what the number is. I did, but I don't remember what it is. But there's several thousand rooms available here in Las Vegas 24/7. And that goes to almost 40 hotels, most of them right on the Strip. And of course, in the surrounding area. So you can find a good meal. You can find a great bottle of wine, because we have a lot of winos here in Las Vegas, or I guess I should say sommeliers. Between ourselves, we call them winos, but we're really sommeliers. Not necessarily master sommeliers, but sommeliers, people that love wine and really are interested in giving you, a customer, a good opportunity to taste a great wine at a reasonable price. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. The prices are reasonable. They don't get $300 a bottle for very many wines in Las Vegas. And you go to New York and, you know, a good percentage of the wines are $300 plus. So that's what I'm talking about. And it's not because the wines are better. It's just because the markup is different. We'll put it that way. That's the easiest way I can think of. So tonight we've had an opportunity to taste 3 different things. The Chardonnay, which was the first one that we had, was the 2016 Jam Cellars Buttery Chardonnay or butter Chardonnay, and we paired it with a nice Caesar salad. Boy, what a great combination that was. Number two was a 2016 Imagery Sauvignon Blanc, one of my favorite varietals, paired with a good pesto pizza. Boy, that was tasty. By itself, it was good, but a little bit of that Sauvignon Blanc along with it, it tastes even better. And then last, but certainly not least, what we're coming across as we speak is a little bit of one that you don't hear an awful lot of. It's not a varietal that you're used to, so you're probably going to turn your nose up because you don't know any better. That's called Lambrusco. Lambrusco. It's a nice Italian wine. Okay? Lambrusco. And we paired it with a traditional, what they call a traditional pizza here at Grimaldi's. So traditional is kind of a little bit of everything. You know, it has a little meat, it has a little vegetable, it has a little bit of sauce, a lot of cheese and so on. It's very, very tasty, but traditional. And that's what it says right on the menu, traditional. You know, like prosciutto and arugula, a little shaved cheese, you know, that kind of thing. Okay, got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to give you an overview of what we've done this evening and something to look for in the future. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here with Lambrusco in hand in Las Vegas. Be right back.
Do you like burgers? Then experience the ultimate famous 50-50 burger at Slater's 50-50 in Pasadena, California. 50% ground beef and 50% ground bacon. Stop by at 61 North Raymond Avenue in Pasadena and visit Slater's 50-50. Experience our full bar with craft beer and more. Play in our cool new game room. View the best sports in our Slater's 50-50 TV lounge. Try our Slater's 50-50 burgers by design, too, and all of our incredible food, including our Sunday Bloody Mary brunch. Check out our VIP event space for private dining and ask about our chef-inspired catering company with a completely scratch kitchen-based service. It's all at Slater's 5050 under new management at 61 North Raymond in Pasadena. Call 626-765-9700. 626-765-9700. Call now, 626-765-9700.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. There is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Destination, South Point. 11 great restaurants, bingo, bowling, movies, race books, sports books, spa, live entertainment, oversized rooms, and the rates unbeatable. The South Point, Las Vegas. Book now. Online at southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. At the South Point, Las Vegas, you're always a winner.
Welcome back to Wines and Shore. We're having a good time here and tasting a little Lambrusco. Lambrusco. That would be Lambrusco Dolce if you're Italian. And that just means that it comes from Italy. And I want to shock you by telling you how expensive this is. $7 a bottle. Is that great? Good taste, pairs well with food, but $7 retail. So now, we talked about three different wines this evening. The first one, as I mentioned earlier, is a 2016 Jam Cellars Butter Chardonnay, $16 a bottle. Number two was a 2016 Imaginary Sauvignon Blanc, $20 a bottle. And number three is the 1928 Lambrusco Dolce, $7 a bottle. And the good thing is they're pairing it with some food that you're going to really like, I think anyway, and that's typical what they call a traditional pizza. Now, the Lambrusco is a sparkling wine, lightly sparkling. I call it effervescent, little bubbles in it, but not, you know, it's not like champagne or sparkling wine, but it does have a little bubble. It's a 1928 Lambrusco. 1928 is just a name. It's not the year, so please don't get upset. It's not that old. It's very well balanced. It has a lot of ripe blackberries, blueberries, currants, a little herbal flavor to it, I think, that's pretty good. Kind of smoky, a little bit on the flowery side. And I think when we get a chance, they haven't brought it out yet, but we're going to have a little traditional pizza. I think you're going to find that it tastes very, very well together. Now, what else could you serve some of this Lambrusco Dolce with? Well, I'll just tell you, you can take almost any type of grilled meat. You know, if you do pork or you do beef or you do chicken or whatever on your grill, that with a little Lambrusco is very good. Yes, it's red, but it doesn't taste like Cabernet Sauvignon or Merlot. It's very light, and again, it has a little bit of effervescence to it, which gives us some creativity, if you will. It's nothing like to have a few bubbles in your mouth while you're chewing your food. It's kind of different. So that you know, Lambrusco is a wine that goes very well with spicy food. So if you're into spiciness and you don't know what kind of wine to serve with it, you might want to try a bottle of Lambrusco to go along with it. The effervescence is good. It's kind of a ruby red color, or what I would call a violet color. It's got a nice color to it. Red, it says drink me. You know, it's not as dark as Cabernet Sauvignon might be. And it goes really well with the house-named pizza they have here called traditional. And traditional pizza is something you could find probably at every pizzeria. It's just a little bit of everything in one pizza. Simply, they call it the traditional pizza. Now, you know that years ago, back in an area in Italy, you have to know that the town is Naples, and that's where what we call the origination of pizza. It was invented, if you will, in Naples, Italy. That's a pretty good thing to know. Something to get your friends if you want to know. Okay, thanks for listening to Wines du Jour, Food and Wine Radio Show here at Grimaldi's in Green Valley. I'm always looking for more listeners and are interested in food and wine, so I want you to tell them about it and listen to us next time. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated food and wine radio show, and you can listen to us each and every week at this very same time at the very same station you're listening to us currently. We're always looking for more people interested in food and wine, so let them know. If you just want to know more about my favorite subject, you can log on to my personal website, leskincaid.com, and get all the updates on that, or you can go to my Facebook or Twitter. I want to thank Jason Gardner for allowing us to come this evening, my radio broadcast engineer, Jeremy Knight, for all of his work in putting us on the air. Remember...